Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So let's talk some football with Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. We're talking a lot about this Russell Wilson situation today, but there's so much other stuff that's going on. Sigmund, welcome into the show on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. What's the end game for Russell Wilson here? Why all of a sudden now this seems to be getting a lot more traction and it seems more realistic certainly than it did just a few weeks ago when everybody said, oh, things will calm down, and now his agent's giving teams that he may be interested in going to?
I think that this is the headline today because of the story, which may or may not be from sources within the team about the state of the relationship. And Russell Wilson, it's not the first time that he's used the media to communicate with the team. And he seemed to get results he wanted at the beginning of the year last year when he was passing more. But by the end of the year, Brian Schottenheimer, who probably was the one in the room stumping for him to get to pass more, is let go due to a difference in philosophies. So I think that there's players now, quarterbacks in particular, testing whether the player empowerment era can jump from the NBA to the NFL, and I think whether it happens with Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, we're looking at the future of the NFL, at least for quarterbacks.
Pete Carroll is a 69 segment. We were talking about it last break. Yeah. There's varying reports, depending on who you talk to, that this guy's got an ego as big as the Great Outdoors. It's his way or the highway. What do you know about Pete Carroll and his management style?
Well, one of my good friends, Matt Waldman, has compared him to Willy Wonka, which I think is an excellent way to determine how whatever he shows us in the public, he uses the word love a lot when he talks about his players. We can see with how he's handled the offense and offensive coordinators that he's still going to be the last word. And I think he and GM John Schneider see eye to eye on how the team wins and how the is constructed. So I don't think that Russell Wilson is going to win a power struggle in terms of how the team is run or the offensive philosophy. But I also think Pete Carroll is not going to lose a power struggle in terms of where Russell Wilson plays. So, look, we're still looking at 95% plus that Wilson is with Seattle. Right. It certainly makes it interesting knowing that Carolina, Las Vegas, these are teams that would do something bold to get a quarterback.
We're talking with Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. So from quarterbacks to J.J. Watt, Mike and I were just talking about these teams that allegedly are interested in Watt. And the going rate, apparently, at least according to rumors, $15 million a season. But we're talking about what? The Titans, the Bills, and the Packers. All right, so Sigmund, where is the best place for J.J. Watt?
Buffalo seems like a good spot for him. I think it matches what this team might feel like they need to get over the top. A.J. Epenesa, their second-round pick last year out of Iowa, models his game after Watt so they could reap future gains with his influence. And I just think that this is an excellent fit. The Packers are obviously an excellent fit, and it's where he's from, but I don't know if that's where they want to commit their resources looking at the decision they have on Aaron Jones. That might be more in line with something to keep continuity. And we can't leave Cleveland now. Right. So that we know the number 15 to 16 million a year tells me that money is part of the decision matrix here. And it comes better situated than just about anybody else.
Talking some football, guys, with Sigmund Bloom. You can follow him on Twitter at Sigmund with an S, Bloom, guys, and that's footballguys.com as well. The the quarterback situations we were just talking about with Russell Wilson and the Cowboys want to be in bed together. What's up with Dak? Has Jerry Jones completely blown this, and does Dak just get franchised another year?
Yes, Jerry Jones has completely blown this. Yes, I would think that it's most likely that Prescott just gets franchised for another year. Because if Jerry Jones wasn't willing to meet Prescott's request at the two or more previous points that they could have gotten a deal done, why would it happen now when Prescott can ask for $40 million a year credibly? So I do think that Jerry has blown this. I wouldn't be shocked if they are probing a tag and trade at this point. And I think that it's a sign to every other team that if you like your quarterback, then don't try to win at the margin when it comes time to sign them to their second contract.
I think the Cowboy thing is crazy and interesting on so many levels, because I think they blew it a couple of years ago when they had a chance to sign him, and they probably should have taken care of it, but now it's going to cost them even more money. Sigmund Bloom, our guest, guys, footballguys.com here on Dukes and Bell. So let's talk about our division. What is the holdup with Breeze? Are you hearing anything about his retirement? Because everybody assumes he's going to retire, but he's not said it yet.
Yeah, this is one where he took that pay cut down to $1 million. It sure seemed like a precursor to him leaving the game, and he seemed like a player, unlike, say, Ben Roethlisberger, he seemed like a player that at the end of the playoff loss that was really looking to the future without football. So I'd still say it's 98-99% that Drew Brees is not back with New Orleans. That being said, he does seem like the kind of player that has earned a right to go out on his terms. So if he's still thinking about playing, then that is something that the longer this goes, the more we have to be open to it happening.
Talking about the NFL, guys, and what's going on with our division, Brady, and there's talk, obviously, now it's kumbaya right now in Tampa, but we said this yesterday, Sigmund, if I'm Buccaneers fans, I'll take guys moving money back, being in cap hell 2 or 3 years from now to make another run. Will they be able to keep all those free agents and make that work?
I think at a minimum, Chris Godwin is going to be kept, and the race right now for Jason Light is to sign Godwin to a long-term deal before the end of the franchise tag period, so then they could tag Shaq Barrett and then move on to him to see what they can do. But I think you are going to see this team put on a full-court press to stay in this championship window, and those championship windows are fleeting, especially teams in the NFC can see that. So I say bring it on, and hopefully it spurs some other teams to be bold in their offseason.
Everybody's talking about free agency. We know the cap's not going to be what we thought it would be, upwards of $200 million or more. So what's the spending going to look like? I mean, obviously, there teams like Jacksonville got $60-plus million to spend. They're going to spend like they want. But will teams be more cautious because of this cap situation?
I wouldn't expect it, because you're looking at still the cap growing exponentially over the rest of the CBA, and teams can be very creative with their deals, where what is effectively a one-year deal can be a 3 or 4 year deal with voidable years, with a signing bonus that spreads out the cap hit over the term of the contract, even though the team knows that this is really only a one-year commitment. I think we also see for players at the top of the market, their salaries continue to go up. So you're going to still see, I think, a bidding war for the few wide receivers that don't get tagged at the top of the market. And teams are not going to be shy about spending, because they know the future is going to bring more money.
What's up with Deshaun Watson? There's a report out of Houston that he met finally with David Culley, the new coach, which was kind of a strange hire in and of itself. And apparently he said that he reiterated that he wants to be traded, told me he has no intention of playing for the Texans. So is this really going to happen, and where is he going to wind up?
I think it will happen, but it will take Deshaun Watson sitting out into the regular season for it to happen. Because when we try to project the thinking of the Texans franchise right now, it's not really on the matrix of rational thinking. I think what we've seen to date indicates that. And they're also not really open to hearing outside opinions. And right now, the outside opinion are just the universe is trying to tell them, Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play in Houston, and why would you want to go forward with a franchise quarterback who doesn't want to play? But they think they can control the situation, so I would expect this to stretch into the regular season, because they will test just how committed he is to leaving Houston, and I do think he is committed.
Are you saying even with the new regime, it's still very dysfunctional?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have somebody in charge in Jack Easterby that never should have had that much power in a franchise. Boom. And I feel, look, the players that are on the team right now are almost like hostages, and I really feel bad for the fans that have invested emotionally in this team, because I don't think anything's going to change until maybe ownership changes.
Tony, Carl, that Jack Easterby is the sleeper agent, bro. He's blowing everything up.
Yeah.
I know. People in Houston say they can't wait till he gets fired. The problem is there's no one with stones to do it. So Kyle McNair's not going to do it. The general manager, well, he just got hired basically by Easterby. He's not doing it.
Right.
So, you know, the new coach, well, he's a first-time coach. So I think there's a lot of issues there with how they move forward. Interesting stuff. Let's talk real quick about the Raiders. They're one of the teams on this Russell Wilson list. Are they committed to Carr? Are they committed to Carr?
No. And look, John Gruden has always been fickle about his quarterbacks. And the good thing for the Raiders, for Mayock and Gruden, is that I think Derek Carr is still very highly thought of around the league. He has a very good contract, $20 million or less for the next 2 years. And I think that a team like a Seattle, a team like a Houston, would look at him as a future answer. The question is, we can't trade away Wilson, we can't trade away Watson without a future quarterback. Derek Carr can be that guy. I also think we need to watch Marcus Mariota here. I think we will see one of Carr and Mariota traded this offseason. I'd say most likely outcome, Mariota, let's say New England, who's trying to slow play the quarterback market. But absolutely, Oakland's going to be a player one way or the other.
Hey, Sigmund, before we cut you loose, and guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking with, it's a cool website, by the way, it is footballguys.com, and Sigmund Bloom, the co-owner. You get any idea what the Jets are going to do it to? Because we could maybe get our quarterback of the future with Justin Fields. Are they going to hold on to Darnold? Is it all misdirection? Are they going to take a quarterback?
It's if they can get a Deshaun Watson, it's certainly something they have to think about. But I think the pick's going to be Zach Wilson out of BYU. Robert Saleh brought Mike McDaniel Michael LaFleur with them. Mike McDaniel still back in San Francisco. And you're going to have that Kyle Shanahan system. Wilson is an excellent fit for that system. And then that allows them to build in a slower way where if they trade a lot of picks and whatever potential future starters they have for Watson, it may be a slower rebuild.
Great stuff. Go check out the website. We appreciate your time and talking some football with us here on Dukes and Bell. Sigmund, thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.